Support for Here and Now comes from BetterHelp, committed to supporting mental health through therapy. Clients are matched with one of 25,000 therapists and can communicate via video, chat, or phone at betterhelp.com/public.
Amy Winehouse, the Grammy winner who sang so memorably about not wanting to go to rehab, canceled her latest tour after a disastrous performance this weekend in Belgrade. She slurred, stumbled, was booed off the stage. Serbian media called her performance the worst in the history of Belgrade. Well, hopefully she'll be able to look back at that performance and laugh about it one day, the way Marissa Nadler did. Marissa Nadler is one of the musicians we're going to hear about who've participated in the Salon series This Has Been a Disaster, Thanks for Having Us. It's the brainchild of Boston musician Ryan Walsh and our own literary critic and pop music guy Steve Almond. They've already had one stage performance, and for our Boston listeners, they're having another show this weekend, and both join us in the studio. Ryan Walsh, also with the Boston band Hallelujah the Hills, welcome.
Thank you.
And Steve, nice to have you as always. Welcome to you as
Good
well.
Good to be here.
So how does this work, Steve? You're both the MCs of the evening. What exactly happens?
First, there's a giant glowing orb. It's probably about 50 feet in diameter. And that breaks open.
Yeah.
And now what happens is relatively basic. We go to a small bar, and Ryan and I sit on either side of a musician and pelt them with questions about their most humiliating moments in the music industry.
And why do you do this?
It's unburdening for everybody involved and oftentimes funny to talk and luxuriate in the failures that we all are by listening to somebody else.
Well, and let's do that for a second, because Ryan, I mentioned you're in the band Hallelujah the Hills, but you also are in a group called The Stairs. And in this first show that you've already had with Steve, you begin with an anecdote. And let's set it up. You were in Connecticut?
That's right, yep.
Yeah. And you were the opening act for a band with a lead singer who also was named Ryan?
Also named Ryan. That's an important point,
okay.
Point of the story, yep.
So hilarity ensues. You show up there, Ryan, and someone tells you, Ryan, that you have a phone call. Let's listen.
I get on the phone and they say, "Hey, listen, Ryan, I am really sorry about that opening band. The booker was very pushy. I don't want them here. We're going to put them on. An hour's going to go by. Then you're going to play, bro. Again, really sorry." And then I said, "This is actually Ryan from the opening band." Without pausing a second, on a dime, he goes, "Listen, man, it's so great to have you here. we really appreciate you coming. It's going to be great."
So Ryan Walsh, again, the opening act, Ryan. What was it like to tell that story?
It was liberating for me because rock and roll is inherently embarrassing. But it's also, I haven't found anything else that's as fun or as exciting or freeing.
What do you mean it's inherently embarrassing?
You can look at any spoof of any rock and roll band to see what's inherently
or just,
ridiculous about
just,
it.
Just turn the sound down when a band is
no,
playing
turn
on
it up
TV.
To 11. Turn it up to 11.
Yeah.
you were saying, Steve, turn the sound down.
Well, then you're just seeing a bunch of people in funny costumes prancing around desperate for your attention.
I'm thinking of the Saturday Night Live skit where Will Ferrell played the cowbell.
More cowbell. Sure.
That's kind of what I'm thinking of when you say this. Yeah, it's, there's a thin line
right.
between being great and being Will Ferrell with the cowbell.
And the other thing people don't realize is that most of rock and roll, like we as fans, and I'm obviously, a drooling crazy fan, we see this tiny little sliver of the rock and roll experience, which is the half an hour or the hour that a band is rocking out and they're playing their instruments and we all want to be there in that moment and be the person on stage. But then there's the other 23 hours. And that's what I think the series, the genius of Ryan's ideas, every musician has the horror stories because most of your life on the road is just monotony and boredom and low-level insults, and there's very little groupie sex from what I understand.
Correct.
And yet there are other things offered, and if you aren't disciplined, you end up like, well, maybe Amy Winehouse or Marissa Nadler, who is a guest on your first show. First, let's hear some of her music. This is from her latest CD, The Sun Always Reminds Me of You.
It's a beautiful day, and I went for a walk, but I saw that old dirt path where we used to talk.
What a beautiful sound.
Yes.
I'm thinking, how could that go wrong?
Yes. Let us count the ways.
She tells you about a disaster she had in Oslo. Let's listen.
I drank a lot of whiskey, and I don't remember, I don't remember a lot of shows in my life, but this one I really don't remember. I remember, kind of screeching like a hyena, and then I go back to the club, and the next day I'm like, I see this review of the concert, and it was just like, this is the worst. I can't do accents. How do you do a Norwegian accent? Worst concert I've ever seen.
That's pretty brave for someone to confess that they were participating in the worst concert someone had ever seen.
Yeah, this is the whole point. I mean, I think people actually feel quite enthusiastic about going and hearing about other people's failures. And everybody who has, who has agreed to come on, nobody has said no yet.
Well.
Oh, well, check that. A few people have said no, but Ryan has not told me they've said no.
Well, but Ryan, how do they respond when you go to fellow musicians and say, hey, want to come tell me about your worst moment ever?
Most people jump at the chance because I think the expectation is to pretend I'm a rock star, everything goes smoothly. And I think that pretending that there's not this other stuff, these disasters and these calamities is a lie. And so to come clean on the lie is, and have it be fun, I think is very appealing to people.
Well, you talk about, having to put on the concerts and how many, pitfalls there are, have to be avoided on way to the stage. You have a Life on the Road disaster with Steve Mayone.
Well, Steve Mayone is a wonderful musician. He's been playing in Boston with, he plays with both Thayer's Band. He plays solo. He has a bunch of incredibly beautiful records. Unfortunate Son is one. Bedroom Rockstar, Long Play Record is his most recent one. So he's a wonderful guitarist and mandolin player.
Well, I've been worked like a dog. Lord, I've paid my dues. You should walk a mile.
He's been on the road, with a ton of bands, and he's just told us a story about, driving with a particularly obstreperous driver, shall we say.
So he dropped us off. He went to the hotel room. He was disoriented. He was walking around the hotel, and the people there were saying, excuse me, can we help you? And he's like, I'm just looking for my room. Where the hell's my room? And they chased him off because they thought this guy was strange, and he took off with the bus. And was gone with our gear and our clothes and everything we owned. And we played the gig, and then we had nowhere. We were in Asheville, North Carolina, calling him on the cell phone going, where are you? And he wouldn't pick up the phone. So,
the beautiful thing about rock and roll, there is an endless wellspring of super talented musicians who have these kinds of monotonous lives on the road and tragedies that befall them. So we haven't even begun to exhaust our local supply, but eventually we will be looking towards New York City or Philadelphia or other ports of interest. And also there are musicians who are constantly coming through town. And I believe that, if we can make the right pitch and not actually seem to be stalking them, that they'd be delighted to come in and, talk for a few minutes about their worst experiences.
Steve Allman, here and now, is literary critic and, of course, music aficionado. His latest book, Rock and Roll Will Save Your Life, and musician Ryan Walsh, now with the band Hallelujah the Hills. And their show, This Has Been a Disaster. Thanks for having us. Ryan, Stephen, thank you both.
Hey, no problem. Thank you, guys.
Good to be here.
Knock, knock, here I am, a Sylvan outpost.